Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 10th of November. Last Saturday at Doncaster, Richard Hughes was crowned the champion flat jockey for the third successive season. His brother-in-law, Richard Hannan Jr., was presented with the Trainers' Championship Trophy, winning the title in his first season, having taken over the licence from his father, Richard Hannan Sr., who was last year's champion. Former St. Ledger winning rider Richard Hills received the trophy on behalf of the champion owner, Sheikh Hamdan Al Maktoum, while former Grand National winning rider Graham Lee was crowned the Cock of the North for being the leading Northern-based jockey with 129 winners. His victory on Lady Tiana on Saturday also meant that he was the top rider on the Yorkshire racecourses this season, with 49 winners, the same total achieved by Paul Mulrennan. But Lee takes the prize, having achieved more second places. Megan Carberry, who is attached to the Malton stable of trainer Brian Ellison, was confirmed as the winner of the Go Racing in Yorkshire Future Stars Apprentice Series. She'll receive sponsorship next year from Go Racing in Yorkshire and equipment from White Rose Saddlery of Malton. For good measure, North Yorkshire trainer David O'Mara and jockey Danny Tudhope combined to produce the winner of the afternoon's feature race, the Betfred November Handicap, with Open Eagle. Sheriff Hutton trainer Mick Easterby sent out Aitner to win the listed race for sprinters, so a dramatic finale to the 2014 flat season on turf. Well, the focus now is very much on jump racing at the three Yorkshire tracks which stage action over jumps, Catterick, Doncaster and Wetherby. The latter is in action this coming Saturday, the 15th of November. It's the annual Tote Pool and CIU Charity Race Day, a seven-race programme at Wetherby starting at 12:25. Enjoy your racing.